Lifestyle Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gain and power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric A. Sinani, really big A right there. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
Right here on your favorite talk radio network, BBS Talk Radio. You're with the Hostile Zone. What more can I tell you? It's another day, another week, another hour. Another show.
Yeah.
And guess what? There'll be another show tonight on another network. And you can find this show 24 hours a day. Go to your favorite internet search engine and just type in The Hostile Zone, and it'll give you 4 to 5 straight pages of where we are. We are completely ranked everywhere under The Hostile Zone. I am your host, the infamous In Your Face Live, Eric Sinani. I'm accompanied by on-air sensational vocalist, Miss Bianca C-S-E-A.
Bianca C, that's me. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Miss Bianca. How are you today?
I'm fabulous today. Thank
You're
you,
fabuloso Dad. Today?
I am fabuloso, fabulous.
Outstanding.
Any way you want to call it, I am that.
you will be anything you want to be, right?
That's right.
In this great land of ours, you could be anything you like.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute, you could be everybody lying about you, and the next minute, you're syndicated everywhere in 54 countries on 7 days a week. And heard 24 hours a day, iHeartRadio, everywhere you want to look, tune in, and there we are. So this country is a beautiful country. So, Miss Bianca, how are you?
I'm doing great. I've been listening to like new music, and
everybody's waiting for your new stuff to come out.
I've been spending time with my son a lot too, because my God, he's growing up so fast.
Really, he's a cute one.
Cherish every moment, guys.
I heard a rumor that he is he's got an agent to be a model.
Yes, is that
rumor true?
Oh, good looking kid. Not only do I say it, but other people really do say it. And
right, everybody thinks their kid is the most incredible kid in the world.
I know, but I would say, like, if my kid wasn't like as cute, you know, I would admit it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But no, my child is so cute. I gotta say, and I can't believe I'm one of those moms. Like any chance that I get, I would talk about him. Any little stupid little thing, it's so cute.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, you know?
So, folks,
we're here on the Hostile Zone. This is BBS Talk Radio, as always, with syndication.
Yes.
If you pay attention, you could see my column. My last column last week was about United States and our bail system in this document mm-hmm. that we have on our show every day, the pocketbook, as Miss Bianca calls it.
It's the
Declaration of Independence and the Constitution in there. And also it's on the wall in 2 different places. But anyway, I wrote my column this week with regards to bail reform,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm going to touch briefly. I would say go look for it. You can get the original was released with syndication on BBS Talk Radio News section underneath the Hostile Zone, Eric A. Sinani, and the column of the week.
Mm.
But you can just Google that as well. It's there. It's pretty much everywhere to be found.
Yes.
It made it into every news place. But basically, it was talking about the disproportionate consequences of the bail system in the United States, specifically with socioeconomic status and minority status. Because it's being used as a form of punishment and not so much as the form of what it was intended.
Really?
And just as a brief, without falling into a C hole, a Sinani hole, but the Eighth Amendment protects you from a couple things, cruel and unusual punishment, and then it protects you from excessive bail. You know, it's like just desserts is the term for the punishment must fit the crime. the bail must fit the defendant and the crime. Meaning the bail is a way that the courts, the government, whatever you want to call it, this is their way of ensuring that the accused, because remember, you're innocent until proven guilty, okay, regardless of what Google wants to tell you or what some media outlets tell you. Not Sinati, but some media outlets will convict on the news, on the radio, in the paper, on the internet. We don't do that here. But anyway, yeah, so
usually
that...
Usually they always say, like, guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, you're not guilty until proven innocent. It's innocent until proven guilty.
But not the news.
And sadly, when they screw up, they don't retract or they edit the story. That's what I love. They edit the story.
If it was wrong.
They don't apologize. They edit the story. And I have plenty of things that are going to be coming forward next month. By the end of next month, I'll be filing tons of paperwork in tons of locations where I'll be pointing a lot of this out. And you'll be hearing about it as I begin an expose of articles and an investigation team that I have. Now, with some people, I might even be like, I don't know. But there'll be a ton of that stuff going on. But I wanted to just talk about that. The previous ones I wrote about was the failing child welfare system. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I was discussing North Carolina's terribly, terribly, terribly failing Department of Social Services. Oh, yeah. It's fragmented. It's not even a state agency. Mm-hmm. They are run individually, governmentally by the county. Counties are extremely political in that particular state. And, it's very political and there's no unions. They're a right to work state. And when you have, when you have a right to work state and you don't have unions and you don't have people protecting the workers and everybody, then people who are elected into positions using their position and power for no good, using your money, our money. Today's tax day, America, unfortunately. Today's tax day. So when you have to pay tax or you're thinking you're getting some money back and you don't get as much back, think about the politician that's in office that uses their position for their personal gain when you're losing money. And when you can't afford to fix your car if it breaks down, or you're struggling to put your child into good additional health care or whatever, remember that, because I remember that.
I remember that too. I don't forget.
You know, it's like if you know, it's kind of one of the topics I want to talk about today. They started the Donald Trump hush money trial. What another waste of money, folks. What an egregious word of the day. Egregious, overreaching prosecutor, a deputy attorney general, mm-hmm, district attorney, whatever they call you in New York. You are a clown. You are a clown bringing up charges. The first ever against the former president on hush money. What is hush money? What is hush money? Did it have anything to do with the election? I mean, can you prove that it had to do with an election? Can you say that he actually used campaign money or whatever? If I'm married and I have a relationship either before being married or during marriage with somebody other than my wife, or even I had a relationship with a porn person prior to marriage, and I have a child now, and I wanted to, I'm speaking as if I was him, okay, and I had a child now, and I did not want him to know that I did this, had this relationship, and this person finds out, ooh, he's on TV, he's famous, he's the president now or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Then that's called extortion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is she not being extorted, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. If it was hush money to her, how did she get the hush money without asking for it? It's not like is that the question that you're going to answer? And if you're one of the defense lawyers, you're welcome. You're welcome. I just gave you a question because it's not hush money if it wasn't asked for. Because if somebody's not talking about something you don't want them to talk about, you definitely don't call them up and say, hey, how about I offer you some money to continue not talking about what you weren't talking about? Think about that. Doesn't even make sense, people.
Yeah,
doesn't even have a shred of any kind of like sense to it. You know, it really, I mean, it doesn't. Unless she, Stormy Daniels, contacted, whether it be directly, which I'm sure she didn't have access to the former president directly like that, but somebody and said, if you don't do, I'm going to talk, then that's extortion. And why is she not charged with extortion? And I hope that the couple marbles missing in this district attorney's head, I hope that he is not that marvelous when he gets in there to put her on the stand, because then I'm sure defense counsel will turn around and say, well, how did this hush money come into play? Oh, I called and told them. Well, there you go. Then it's extortion. They should immediately move to have the jury removed from the courtroom and begin to, because then she has she as the witness has rights herself. Mm-hmm. And she needs to be advised of her rights, because now she just admitted to a crime on the stand. Right. So that's all I'm going to say on that. You know, I'm not saying because I like former President Trump, or I support my president always. I say this on the show over and over again.
Really,
I love my country. Speaking of that, I got this magazine here. Mm-hmm. It's got Toby Keith on it. I bought it for myself.
It's a nice one.
1961 to 2024, real American hero. I personally had the distinct pleasure and honor of meeting him on more than one occasion, one of which I was on stage at a concert that he did, where he sang American Soldier and courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. True American hero. And I bought the magazine. I thought I'd display it for a couple of days, and then I'm going to put it away. I think I told you I have the 9/11 2001 newspapers.
Do you?
Yes, I have the newspaper when I was a baby, real young, when President Nixon died, former President Nixon.
Really?
I saved that stuff. I knew I was a patriot, regardless of what the bots and trolls want to say. Mm-hmm. I've been a patriot to my country, my community, my entire life, since itty bitty. Whatever. But the point is that I have that, and I recently was going through boxes, and I found the Richard Nixon paper. Wow. I saved the entire paper, and then I saved all of the 9/11
papers. You should, like, laminate them.
I have
that
them saved.
They don't get to, you know,
I have them saved, yeah. I mean, and I have this lovely letter on the wall here from Abraham Lincoln. Obviously not written to me. I'm sure somebody will try to bot and troll me on that. He didn't write it to me, but you know what's fascinating about that letter? It says, from the executive mansion, not the White House, which is interesting. But, I didn't want to start off with President Trump. Yes.
The White House wasn't white before.
Right. And you know what? The White House was burnt down.
You didn't think I didn't know that, huh?
You're trying to get me, huh? Mm. Is it a sandbag tsunami day?
You
look lovely today
lit.
With those glasses on.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't want to start with the Donald Trump, President Trump. Case, because we have so much other pertinent stuff going on. But I just felt that because we were talking about my last story about bail, and I always talk about the abuse of government, the overreach of government, government abusing its authority, government lying, government changing documents before and after. I'll give you for instance, but it's going to come out later, but we can talk little bit of detail. There's a district attorney somewhere in the United States that doesn't know that people know, and that we have the copies of it, and it'll be part of an expose, that when you do stupid things in your office and you dismiss motor vehicle infractions for people and then ask for favors in return, and if they don't get the favors, you can't just put it back in the system without information and a date that it was entered in. So if, let's say you took out a summons written to somebody, right?
Okay.
And you basically, the charge, you didn't dismiss, they just disappeared, right?
Just like that.
Just like that. You know, like you can't rip up a target. So this guy, the charge disappears. The motor vehicle charge against this individual, mm-hmm. a young lady.
Oh, okay.
And there's some propositioning after the fact. Let's say it like that. Hmm. Some propositioning and some other things transpire as time goes on.
Okay.
And prior to that, he had taken this case out and made it go bye-bye, right? Kind of like our song, I Got a Guy.
Yeah.
He made it go bye-bye. It didn't show dismissed in the system. It didn't show reduced. It didn't show anything. It wasn't in the system. The summons was there, but then removed. Mm. And then later on, when he realized that maybe other things might be going on, that he did not want to get himself jammed up, and he didn't realize that people knew, he had somebody re-enter the summons into the system, so then it shows it was there. But for insurance gets a copy, and the driver's license abstract exists. So even if he were to manipulate internally his system, the insurance company gets an abstract of that individual's driver's license twice a year because of the program that this person's in for insurance savings. And they also get a copy of the driver abstract themselves. And each of those for a period of time, I don't want to give the time frame up, but you know who I'm talking about. You know who you are, because I know you listen to the show. We have Google Analytics, and we know who clicks on and who doesn't. They're doing it from your office, from government computers, which is great. I love that you're watching me on government computers.
They're doing it on the dime.
I don't pay tax there. I don't care. But you know what? The fact is that they're watching me. They work for you. They're watching me. Or maybe you're watching because you're like, uh-oh, I don't know. But anyway, you know, because you poked the bear. Poked the bear, right? Everybody, how does that go? So the fact is that there's a bunch of this stuff going on around the nation, and that's one of the things that we will be reporting on, and I'm very excited, not about this particular individual, because I actually feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for you, because your life must seriously be that miserable that you do the things that you do towards women and use your position of power. It's a disgrace. You are a disgraceful human being, and you'll be you've been exposed, and you'll be continued to be exposed.
Well,
your counterpart,
a person like that, even if it's a guy, you know, they have to do that because
he has a small yeah. Interestingly enough, Miss Bianca, that's funny you should say that.
It is.
Because we've been working on for like a year, our investigative team, for this expose, and you know, we have a book, but firstly, testimony's been given over to government agencies. Yes. Number one. That testimony has been given, and they know that, you know, it's multiple depositions. Yeah, that I know. I'm going to get to that. And then there's a book coming out with now the producer. There's some potential storyline there. We had a producer on our other show 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
They were interested. But since you mentioned that this individual has a small now, I want to tell you, during our extensive interviews, one of his escapades, but not just one, multiple, all had the same thing to say about him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because one of the questions that our team member, actually R-Dub, asked one of these ladies, R-Dub asked one of the ladies in an interview, you know, as part of the expose, just why they felt about, like, what they thought about this man. Mm. And it wasn't in a hateful way that it was said, but it was like, what do they think about why he uses his position and then does things to people who doesn't give him what he wants or whatever? And not one R-Dub told me, but multiple, and I don't want to say how many, but multiple women who have been had experiences with him in the criminal justice side and the bedroom side.
Oh,
because he likes to merge the two. Oh. And if you don't give him one, you're going to get the other. Or you get the other, and then to make the other go bye-bye, he expects the other. And then he thought, well, anyway, so.
It makes me laugh how, like, men in power think that they're in so.
Well, that's it.
Law that they think that they can make up whatever.
That's what I'm saying. So it's these, sad. So R-Dub, I have, and.
Nowadays, all you can't get away with whatever you're trying to do. And, you know, nowadays, everybody's on video. There's records of texts. There's everything. Every trail that you ever do, You can't hide it anymore.
No, and you know,
those days are done.
And the days of thinking that you know who a person is or what they're about are over. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what somebody knows or who they really are or what they're really doing or what they're involved in. You don't.
No.
And you know what? You shouldn't be sticking your nose anyway. As a person, this is a statement in general. So if you're going to do things like that, don't think that that person may not already know a lot of people that told a lot of things and has access to information that you don't and can retrieve things that you thought you deleted. Gotcha. Don't send messages on your phone and always don't include your face. All right, pal. So it's been verified. It is definitely, you know, so it's verified. Not only did we see the pictures from the text messages, but the R-Dub, and R-Dub took notes, copious notes, but he also recorded the conversations.
Oh, really?
For the interviews. It's a good journalist. I mean, asked permission. He put the recorder down and he interviewed. And these women all said the same thing. The man has a small complex where he uses his position to his chest out. But, I guess it is what it is.
I gotta say, people like that, it is not attractive.
No.
At all. It just makes you look smaller. It really does. It's like a guy that's really small buys a big, lavish car.
Oh, yeah.
Right away.
Well, like the guy that spends 5,000 hours in the gym. And, you know, but then when you see him in the locker room.
The steroid guy.
Or gentlemen out there, you know what I'm talking about. Then this person, then they're in the locker room in that corner spot. They're getting dressed only with their buttocks facing everybody. But before, they got their arms. They can't put their arms down because their lats are so huge. And they can't turn their wrists because their forearms and biceps are so big.
Things up and put
so
them down.
Everywhere they're walking around with the shirt is like another piece of skin. It's so tight. And then in the locker room, they get to walk around with their shirt off and their underwear. And that's what they do. They parade around. Look at me. I'm Jack. But then when it comes time for shower time or change time, then they become shy and they hide in the corner because they don't want to turn around and face everybody and be like, hi, I have a, you know, and then so it is what it is. What can I, you know, I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, you know, I always believe that, you know, people like that, karma really does its work.
Right.
And, you know, it's funny. It really does. I always believe in karma. When you put something bad out there, it's going to come back at you tenfold. It really does. So
all right. Yeah, we went off on a tangent there. It was a sea hole. But it's going to get so much more fun. And I have some programmatic things we're putting out. We finalized. There's going to be a couple new things coming forward. But there will be another show with your host, Eric Sinati. We are tweaking the name, but it will be syndicated, folks. A syndicated show, just like this one.
Oh, that's good.
And it'll be Eric A. Sinati, Unplugged or Unhinged, talking about current events, legal topics, and the news. Something like that. We're working on the title. If you have an idea for the title, The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com or Eric Sinati at bbstalkradio.com or Bianca C, like the ocean, at bbstalkradio.com. And, of course, Eric at ericandrewsinati.com. And you can always text the show. How do they text the show, Miss Bianca?
Well, you could text us at 917-877-0171.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So we're pretty much I think we locked down the name. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great show. There's a couple other things coming forward too. Obviously, you know that the Hostile Zone airs on multiple AM FM satellite stations, but our true love and our true home is BBS. BBS. We are not ever going to leave BBS. We are on a lot of other stations, AM and FM. So you can get us even without a subscription, but BBS is our home. So shout out to BBS Every show that they have is outstanding. They have the best best production staff. They truly are top of the line. Hats off. Hello, Governor. Hats off to you, Donald and Doug and everybody else back there. Shout out on the show. So this new show that will be launching within, I'd say, a week. We'll be launching within a week. I will be advising, but it will be your one-on-one with Eric Asinati talking about what is real, what is going on, the news, but in the style that we like. And maybe we'll have some guests. We're going to play it by ear and go with it. And we'll also be discussing our column. I also want to mention, Miss Bianca.
Yes.
What is less than a cup of a coffee? A price a cup of coffee. What can they get?
Well, they could join our mailing list.
Our concierge VIP membership to the Hostile Zone.
You have to. It's VIP. You get behind the scenes.
You get behind the scenes footage.
Everything that's going on. Oh,
it's we crazy. We have Broadway tickets to give away.
Yes.
We have a whole list of guests coming on the show. And I do have a set of Broadway tickets that I will be giving away to a listener. So when this woman comes on, this actress who is the lead in this play, and she's the lead of a new movie coming out.
Very nice.
She's a big A-lister name, so you'll be all happy to hear from her. We have a couple other big people coming on, but it is so difficult to schedule.
It is so difficult.
I was actually just talking about this with BBS. It actually is very difficult to do all this. And, you know, you learn on the fly. So that's why I say, folks, just bear with us, because every day things get bigger and get better. And, you know, that's where we are. So, okay, Miss Bianca.
Speaking of the fly, did you check yours?
Folks, should I stand up? I'm wearing shorts. Sean Hannity. Shout out to Sean Hannity. Because Sean Hannity wears a nice jacket, tie, and jeans or shorts on set. And he breaks about, so I'm not calling you out. You know that, Sean. I'm not calling you out.
But JK.
I think it's cool. My fly is not open. But thank you. That was funny.
It was. I try.
So, all right. So getting to a little more of a serious...
What were you going to ask me?
Actually, I don't remember.
Oh.
Was I going to ask you something? Honestly,
I think so.
I forgot.
Okay.
Because
well.
I know I want to get to some important news.
Oh, okay.
But you know, before we get to important news, why don't we let you sing a lovely song? How do you feel about
little
that?
Little May?
Okay. Yeah, would you like to? What are you going to sing for the group?
I felt like singing Olivia Newton-John, Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Well, I am so looking forward to that. You do your thing.
Thank you. Not the first heartbroken. My eyes are not the first to cry. I'm not the first to know. There's just no getting over you. No, I'm just a fool. Who's willing to sit around and wait for you? But baby, can't you see there's nothing else for me to do? Hopelessly devoted to you. But now there's nowhere to hide. If you push my love aside, I'm out of my head. Hopelessly devoted to you. Hopelessly devoted to you. Hopelessly devoted to you.
head is saying, forget it. My heart is saying, don't go. Hold on to the end. That's what I intend to do. Let's really hold it to you. But now there's nowhere to hide since you pushed my love aside. I put my head hopelessly devoted to you. Hopelessly devoted to you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hopelessly devoted to you.
Wow, Miss Bianca, I don't know what to say. You just, I don't know, you, I don't know. You just do it every time.
Yeah.
What can I say? You just do it every time.
Thank you.
Is there a reason you went with that particular melody on this round? Or,
well, I was, you know, at the end of the night, I like to binge watch movies.
What so,
I was watching Grease the other day, so it made
I'm a John
say,
Travolta
you know
fan. I'm not gonna lie.
I love John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John was one of the top singers that I actually listened to when she was doing the movie Xanadu. Right. So that kind of like her style, like really made me want to become a singer.
You know, it's funny when you mentioned that I remember, and I'm sure everybody else remembers, and I want to get this, the news, but we had in a situation. At one point, I was watching YouTube it was Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it was a clip of Olivia Newton-John playing, doing a concert.
No, yes.
And John Travolta got up on stage with her and they did the song together.
Yes.
Wow. That was like truly, I'm going to put that.
We had a concert and John Travolta was the guest.
And he got up and he just showed up.
It was really great.
Whether he was there as a plant or not, I don't know.
The chemistry.
The chemistry.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And you know, and what's great about that one was that he had such class, you know, he really does.
Yeah,
and that reminds me of another concert that I was at. It was Billy Joel, and he was singing Uptown Girl. Then the cameras went to Christy Brinkley in the front row.
And he was
singing at the Heart because Billy Joel is a great concert. I know there were some people upset about the concert.
Yeah,
we'll get
Sunday.
To that after because I want to get to some big news.
Sunday was
big fan of Billy Joel, not going to lie.
Played it.
Big fan of Billy Joel. And it was his 100th concert. But
yes.
We'll get to that moving in a little bit. But I want to talk about some news because, you know, there's a lot going on. And I wanted to talk about so many things, but there's never enough time to cover it all.
Sure.
But fact be told, we have all kinds of problems going on in our own country. And in the world, the Middle East is just, like all over the place. I mean, it's just crazy. You know, Iran, and everybody knows this. I'm not giving you news that you didn't know, but I'm going to give you commentary that you didn't know, or you can get your food for thought.
Okay.
But this is the first time that an actual organized country, a country, attacked Israel. Now, even when we were attacked on 9/11, we were not attacked by a nation. We were not attacked by a country. We were attacked by a terrorist group.
Mm-hmm.
When Israel is attacked by Hamas or Hezbollah, these are terror groups. They're in Al-Qaeda, ISIS. These are terror groups. They are not nations. They are not states. What we would call, you know, states.
Mm.
So they are not recognized states. Iran is a government. They are a state. Islamic Republic of Iran. They attacked Israel. with hundreds of missiles and drones. And the drones, the purpose of the drones were to not do what a drone does. Drone is supposed to go take surveillance or drop a payload of ammunition and return. They were on a one-way kamikaze mission. They were going to just crash them into wherever. And it was hundreds of them. And maybe even upward to 1,000.
Wow.
And you know, they also did something else, which was very off character. And
what was it?
They flew the stuff over Jerusalem, which, really? If those of you out there know, Jerusalem is an extremely holy land for everybody. And this would be something that somebody that truly, truly was behind the Quran, right? If you truly, Tehran, if you truly were by Quran, you'd be peaceful, number one. In my experience, people that are Islamic, I have a lot of experience. I get along well with them because they're peaceful people. And actually, I've had some of the best conversations with people from the Middle East. Honestly, I have. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if they actually had a shred of belief in what it is that they say they do, they wouldn't be acting the way they would, and they definitely would not have put Jerusalem at risk of having some kind of damage to the meaning of that land, of that mm-hmm. soil, the mosque and the stuff that's there is just, you know, it's crazy. And you know, our hearts go out to everybody in Israel. And honestly, my heart, I have said it before, my heart goes out to the Palestinians who are being hurt also and killed also by terrorists. And I'm not talking about Israel and you. I'm talking about Hamas in your neighborhood, because I literally just had the conversation two times in a row. I saw the same Palestinian friend of mine and twice in D.C. in 1 week, and we had the same conversation. And you were there after filming. You saw him the second time.
I did see him. There he is.
And then he saw us and came over. It was after filming. And
always welcome.
And yeah, and we were talking again that these people are peaceful people, and there is a group of terrorists in their area, country, whatever, you know, I don't know what actually they're calling it. They're creating the problem, Hamas, and they're hurting everybody in the process. Don't hate the Palestinians. The Palestinians. Don't hate the Israelis. Don't hate anybody.
Exactly.
But
you know, there's always.
But look to see what the source is. It's like I say, when you open up the internet, look at the source of the information and read what it is. And this goes for people in general. Look at who is getting hurt here. Who has the most to gain and the most to lose? Now, this is a significant action because
innocent people are getting killed.
No, there's innocent people getting killed.
It's so unfair.
And you know, and
over the politics.
And yes,
it's unbelievable.
Over religion. So, over religion.
Yeah, religion.
And you know, the other thing is that I think the real wake up to you, Iran, was that not only did the United States partake in the defense of Israel, and the United States, we shot down missiles and drones, but so did England assist. And guess what? So did Jordan. Jordan, yes, they're another country right there, kind of across from you. Mm-hmm. And they are not a Jewish state. They are not an American country. They are a Middle Eastern country. And they, too, shot down your missiles and drones. And then Saudi Arabia came forward and said, this is inappropriate. And Egypt, nobody is supporting you, Iran. Maybe Putin in Russia, maybe China, maybe North Korea, which I think, honestly, if you want to be real, if you want Sanadi, and I guess on the new show where I'm more unhinged as if I could be anymore, but maybe I'll get into more detail on that. But I think North Korea could have been our friend.
Getting hostile.
I think that under the former, under President Trump, and I'm not bad-mouthing President Biden. Please do not take that. But I'm saying President Trump met with him and they seemed to have a rapport. And North Korea, Dennis Rodman went there and met with him.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I mean, and he studied to learn English. You know, this is a guy, and this is a country that doesn't have things. And we had an opportunity where he sat down with the president of the United States for the first time, and we could have gotten somewhere with it. Now, whatever it is, elections are elections. I'm not going to speak about the election, so that ends that. But it was, I believe we were going in a good direction. Mm-hmm. I believe that Russia was probably a little bit more restrained under the Trump administration as well. But, you know, Iran, this is just nonsense. And, you know, I don't know what you thought you were going to do, but you didn't succeed. But you did annoy a lot of people. You did violate international law. And there will be consequences. I'm not sure what they are, but there will be consequences. You know, the old saying, what goes around comes around.
Right.
You know, they poked the bear. And I guess the bear came out looking for honey. And your drones and missiles were honey. And let's just hope that it stuck at that. But I don't think that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to, the Prime Minister of Israel, is going to just say, okay, you shot missiles and drones at my country, at my people, right, and let's forget about it. I mean, here's an interesting fact, okay?
Right.
A little factoid.
And what is that?
There's two factoids here.
You've heard
of the Iron Dome. Right, you've heard this before, but nobody knows what it is, and nobody ever asks. So I'm not saying
exactly.
I'm going to explain it because everybody hears Israel and their Iron Dome, etc. Okay, we hear it, and sadly, the only dumb question is the question not asked. And I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying in general.
I always ask it.
I'm the guy that sits.
I don't know something. I'm going to ask, and that I grew up that if you don't ask, then you don't learn,
and you don't
or you don't know.
You don't get.
And then what? You're going to guess a person to death, even though you don't understand what they were.
And people do that. Like, well, how many people watch a movie or a show, and then they say a word, you know, like I use vocabulary words on here. They say a word, or they say something you don't know about. Then the show is moving, and the movie's moving quickly.
It affects the whole view of your. If you.
But then people just kind of okay and move on. I actually will look up if I don't know. So and that's just me.
I'll be back. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Right. Well, now it's, you know, you can pause. So, but you know, the Iron Dome is a system basically, honestly, like an Iron Dome. It's because Israel technically, you know, is surrounded by enemies on all sides of their nation. So the Iron Dome is a defense system for missiles and anything that would be shot into Israel.
Oh, okay.
And it is very, very precise. The United States did fund a lot of it over the years for many reasons. We didn't just give the money away. We have strategic reasons why we would do that. And basically, every time somebody shoots something, this thing just automatically does it. Unlike having to line up and go after, like we did, the United States did have fighter jets in the air. I know this fact.
Are you allowed to say that right now?
Yeah, I'm bordering because I did talk to my Pentagon contact. So I'm teetering before I get in trouble. I don't want another phone call about don't say certain things you shouldn't say.
But think before you speak.
We did shoot stuff down, right? They did, right?
Yeah.
We did shoot stuff down. So, but the Iron Dome generally just does it in itself. And maybe one or two little things will find its way through. But then you have your manual override, your fighter jets and people that are manually working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But also another thing I can say about the Israelis.
What's that?
They actually have I'm American, obviously, and a military person. But they have really, really good fighter pilots. They probably have, you know, of course, America's the best. Okay, I'm just putting it out there.
Yes,
the RAF, the Royal Air Force, you're the best, and we love you too. But Israel truly does have really, really the finest fighter pilots. A, they come and train here. They train here. Yes, they do. But they have such a limited area of practice in Israel. So they have to perform maneuvers around with enemies and the airspace all around them. So they have to be able to do what we do, but we have an entire nation to fly across in practice.
Right.
Where they have to be able to do it. It's like learning how to play baseball in your backyard. But you can't hit the ball over the fence and break your neighbor's window, which I did, obviously, growing up. Sorry, my mom, she had to buy the paper for the window.
Of course you did.
But, but that's what I'm saying. It's like I'm a Yankee fan, learning how and practicing to be Derek Jeter in your backyard, but you're not going to be because he would hit the ball further. Mm-hmm. You would need to be at a full field. That's how these fighter pilots have to train. They train in such a tight little boxed area. So, and then they come over here for bigger stuff, but I mean, they do that.
But like playing golf, and you can't, hit those long ranges.
Right.
Like little putt. I'm just like throwing it out there. You know?
So I got something. Anyways. I wanted to talk about what, and I'm going to do it on another show and probably on the new show too. But we have so many things I want to talk about. We have an epidemic in our country right now. Okay, folks, I'm steering us back here to CONUS, continental United States, to the home front domestically. We've had 4,994 people died since February from firearms.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just under 5,000 lives. Police officers, children, people in our nation. But almost 5,000 is just unheard of. And I'm going to get deeper into that because this is a problem. It really is. That is never a solution. I am a Second Amendment person. I'm very well versed in various firearms myself. But firearms are not the answer. This weekend, myself, after filming something.
Someone should never have a gun while they're angry.
Right.
At all.
Well, that's what the Brady bill was passed for, a waiting period to make a purchase. So you didn't go down and make that. But that's a whole other story, and we're running on a time crunch. Yeah. But we can tell a quick thing. We shot something this weekend, a film footage, and there was a shooting, which I'm going to be writing an article about it. And I'll be discussing it on another show. There was a shooting while we were there, right?
Yes.
And
actually, a couple of feet away.
We were right there, And did I not show you?
A few seconds, and it was just there.
And I handled it well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. You want to?
Well, actually, because a whole group of us, we were strolling, and then all of a sudden
we were filming a commercial.
Yes, we were filming a commercial, and then all of a sudden we saw a crowd.
No, we heard the bang.
We heard the bang twice.
I knew what it was.
And then I saw the people coming and running towards the opposite direction. And then you right away, you like put me to a safe place, and I'm like, "Whoa, what's going on?"
Fast, right?
Yes. And then you took over trying to find out what was going on.
Everybody else was running, and I went in.
And I was like, you know what? I got to say thank you for protecting me, because like I didn't know where to go, because I didn't know.
And I was like, do not move. I curse. I'm like,
yeah,
do not f-ing move. Stay right there. And other girls and stuff.
They stayed with me too.
You said the girls are saying, who is that guy?
And
right?
I was like, oh, what? And I'm like,
it's not a brag moment. It's a sad moment that had to happen.
Yeah.
And my instinct and my training and experience got me to protect the people that were with me. And I immediately honed in on what happened. And I took stock of literally seeing everything and was prepared to do whatever I was going to do to further preserve life. Because I'm sorry,
like
it's not on my watch, not on my watch. It wasn't my watch. Technically, I don't work there or anything like that. And I wouldn't want to impersonate working there.
Right.
LOL for people out there who are stupid. But yes, I wanted to do the right thing. And everybody was running, and I was worried for the other people that were there.
Yeah, of course.
We are on a time crunch, so we're going to have to do the national anthem in a moment. But I have one more thing I want to mention. It's tax day, folks. Don't be angry with the government. Just remember it on election day. All right? The two most important days of the year, folks, tax day and election day. Remember those. And, you know, and sadly, I'm a fan of Elon Musk. He's laying off a bunch of people. I'm going to get into that. I'll be writing about that.
Really?
Stay tuned. Yes. The sales were not where they where he had expected them to be. And that kind of saddens me. But folks, Miss Bianca, in 10 seconds, what was the Billy Joel concert story you wanted to do?
Oh, well, you know, it was this Sunday. They had they filmed a performance of Billy Joel. Uh-huh. And at the end of, I believe it was Piano Man, the concert started late, by the way.
Right.
And
because of the schedule. It typically happens, though.
Yeah, because of the schedule, it ended
And he's
early.
Never late, actually.
He's never late.
I've been to many times.
It went early, and they totally cut off the concert to a news,
to
a
the
local
news.
News.
I heard people were
And
upset.
Then we're like,
which the news is important, folks. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, but like, come on. Like, right. A few moments, at least let them finish the song first. Right. You know what I mean?
So, folks, yeah. we are near the end of the Hostile Zone. But let me say to you, without you, we would not be here. Without you, we would not be on 7 days a week on other networks other than BBS, AM, FM, satellite. And we wouldn't be having two new shows coming forward, one of which I told you already. And another show that's going to be Miss Bianca and myself on another network. So we're expanding, and I thank you. We thank you because it's because of you that you tune in, you click, you listen, you watch. I thank you. Miss Bianca, how do you show our people that you love our country?
By singing the national anthem, of course, a cappella.
A cappella. Do your thing.
Thank you.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we won, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, get proof through the that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave for the land of the free and the home of the use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sonati's Zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.